Hi, this is episode number 21 of the New Life Spring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Genesis 32 and 33 from the New Life Version. Remember the underhanded things that Jacob did to his brother Esau? Well, today they meet again. Genesis chapter 32. Jacob went on his way, and God's angels met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." So he gave the place the name Mahanaim. Jacob sent men to carry news before him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He told them, "Say this to my lord Esau, 'Your servant Jacob says, I have been living with Laban and stayed there until now. I have cattle and donkeys and flocks and men and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord, hoping to find favor in your eyes.'" The men that carried the news returned to Jacob and said, "We came to your brother Esau. He is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was afraid and troubled. He divided the people who were with him and the flocks and cattle and camels into two groups. For he said, "If Esau comes to the one group and destroys it, then the other group will get away." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, 'Return to your country and to those of your family, and I will bring good to you,' I have not earned any of the loving kindness and faith which you have shown to your servant. For I had crossed this Jordan with only my walking stick, and now I have become two large groups. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the power of Esau. For I am afraid of him. I am afraid he will come and kill us all, the mothers with the children. But you said, 'I will bring good to you. I will make your children like the sand of the sea. There will be too many to number.'" So Jacob stayed there that night. Then he chose a gift from what he had for his brother Esau: 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 female sheep, 20 rams, 30 milk camels and their young ones, 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 male donkeys. He put them into the care of his servants, every group of animals by itself. Then he said to his servants, "Go in front of me, and keep the groups of animals apart." He told the one in front, "When my brother Esau meets you and asks, 'To whom do you belong, and where are you going, and who owns these animals in front of you?' then you say, 'These belong to your servant Jacob. It is a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us.'" He also told the second and the third and all those who followed the animals, "This is what you are to say to Esau when you meet him. And be sure to say, 'Your servant Jacob is coming behind us. For he said, I will take away his anger with the gift that goes in front of me. Then when I meet him, he might receive me.' So the gift went in front of him while he stayed that night in the tent. But he got up that same night and crossed the Jabbok River with his two wives, the two women who served him, and his 11 children. He took them and sent them to the other side of the river with all that he had. Then Jacob was left alone. And a man fought with him until morning. When the man saw that he was not winning, he touched the joint of Jacob's thigh. And Jacob's thigh was put out of joint while he fought with him. The man said, "Let me go, for the morning has come." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you pray that good will come to me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have fought with God and with men and have won." Then Jacob asked him, "Tell me, what is your name?" But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he prayed that good would come to Jacob. So Jacob gave the place the name of Peniel. For he said, "I have seen God face to face, and yet I am still alive." The sun rose upon him as he passed through Peniel. It was hard to walk on his leg. So to this day the sons of Israel do not eat the meat from inside the joint of the thigh, because he touched this part of the joint on Jacob's leg. Genesis chapter 33. Then Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming with 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two women who served him. He put the women who served him and their children in front, and Leah and her children behind them, and Rachel and Joseph behind them. Then Jacob went before them. He bowed to the ground 7 times until he came near his brother. But Esau ran to meet him and put his arms around him and kissed him, and they cried. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and the children. He said, "Who are these with you?" Jacob said, "They are the children whom God in his loving favor has given your servant." Then the women who served Jacob came near with their children, and they bowed to the ground. Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed to the ground. Then Joseph and Rachel came near and bowed to the ground. Esau said, "What do you mean by all these animals I have met?" And Jacob said, "They are a gift, so I may find favor in the eyes of my lord." But Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." But Jacob said, "No, I ask of you, if I have found favor in your eyes, then receive my gift. For I see your face as one sees the face of God. You have received me with favor. Take my gift that has been brought for you. For God has shown loving kindness to me, and I have all I need." So he begged him until he took it. Then Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I will go with you." But Jacob said to him, "My lord knows that the children are weak, and there are young ones in my flocks that need milk. If they're made to go a long way in one day, all the flocks will die. Let my lord go in front of his servant, and I will be slow in coming to my lord at Seir. I will go as fast as the cattle in front of me and as the children are able." So Esau said, "Let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But Jacob said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the eyes of my lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. But Jacob traveled to Succoth. He built his house there and put up small buildings for his animals. So the name of the place is Succoth. Now Jacob came in peace from Paddan Aram to the city of Shechem in the land of Canaan, and he put up his tents near the city. He bought the piece of land where he had put up his tents for 100 pieces of money from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father. He built an altar there and gave it the name El Elohe Israel. May God bless the reading of his word. Were you surprised by Esau's reaction to Jacob? What do you make of the wrestling match in which his thigh joint was put out of place? And why did Jacob go to Succoth instead of following his brother Esau? Go to the Facebook group, LifeSpring Media, mix it up a little, have fun. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.